Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mahesh Ramanujan, who is the rising CEO of the U.S. Green Building Council. Mahesh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Kemp?
I'm great. Good to spend time with you. I thought it'd be great to introduce you to the floor covering audience. Most people know that the U.S. Green Building Council is based in Washington, D.C., and is focused on improving the built environment and reducing the energy consumption, and has an annual show every fall called Green Build. Mahesh, if you would, give us a little background about your career up to this point.
Thank you, Kim. My background, you know, I was educated as a computer engineer, mm-hmm. and my background has been in driving business transformation initiatives, specifically focused on technology improvements in my early part of the career with IBM and Lenovo as part of being their business transformation team. So in the past 15 years leading into USGBC, I have been dedicatedly focused on driving transformation within the business construct to drive top line, bottom line, and most importantly, job creations and optimizations within the two large enterprises, IBM and Lenovo, and of course, a variety of small, medium clients. And that's my background. And of course, at USGBC, I joined as a technology head in 2009, mm-hmm. and I was elevated to be the COO 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and also the president of the Green Business Certification, Inc. And at this point of time, I'm primarily focused on pushing the organization to the next level to be able to deliver our aspirations for market transformation.
All right, so this is a natural progression for you. You've been already with the organization now for 6 years, and you've been serving as COO under Rick up to this point, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and I have a natural advantage there simply because I understand how this organization operates, mm-hmm. and also I understand the potential and aspirations defined by the founder and CEO. So it's pretty cool to be here, being able to be appointed to this new position.
Okay, and yet this transition doesn't happen for a little bit more than a year, right?
Absolutely. As per our current plan, Rick stepped down as of December 31, 2016. Mm-hmm. So we have about 15 months if we were to clock the date from this point.
Mm-hmm. And this year will probably be, you'll have a little bit more of the limelight because this announcement's been made and the event is happening in your backyard. Actually, Green Build is in Washington this year, right?
Exactly. We are very excited about having Green Build in our home front, mm-hmm. Washington, D.C.
Right.
And we are anticipating a good 3,000 audience to be able to show up here. And most importantly, our international audience are pretty excited about being participating in this. It's even larger than they have done in the past. So it's pretty exciting. And, of course, I'm already getting the limelight, and I'm happy to be getting more of it in the coming days so that we can inspire our community to be able to do greater things.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, and I'm maybe catching you off guard just a little bit, but what do you think a few of the challenges that you face as you step into this position?
I think, let me say it, all of our challenges are opportunities, mm-hmm. without doubt. And it reminds us that how much more we have to do for the larger good and to carry forward our vision for market transformation. Now, with that context, our key challenges, if you ask me, would be fall into three or four categories. The first category is about how do we make sure that people have a consistent and a clear understanding of how we define green and sustainability? Now, the green building industry is very mature. It's growing. But still, we are trying to still address the basics with our broader audience constantly. Trying to explain green. Is it energy efficiency? Is it water efficiency? Is it waste management? So there is different meanings of green that is out there. And our primary goal is to get that message simplified and, most importantly, to be able to deliver a consistent vision for it, mm-hmm. and make the common man understand it easily. And that's an ongoing challenge. The second question is about creating the value proposition. When we talk about value proposition, the historic perspective has been about profits, or sometimes it's just about social, or it's sometimes just about environment, or it's sometimes about the climate change. But businesses need to continue to understand the triple bottom line construct. And how we continue to communicate this in a more meaningful way is the second challenge we have to continue to overcome. And how do we really create value proposition so that the businesses can focus on value creation? The third perspective is sustainability is not for the elite. The vision and mission of Green Building Council is everyone within a green building within this generation. So as much as we aspire to talk about the elite commercial buildings that are sitting out there and achieving this higher level of energy efficiency, water efficiency, and green, it is as important to implement this construct in countries like Nepal, Bangladesh, Ecuador, certain parts of Africa in the international front. But then on the home front, it's about coming back and focusing on Bronx and Birmingham and Baltimore and Detroit, where sustainability should be given to the, even the most least common denominator or the most least common man who struggles to make his living or survival on a daily basis. So balancing that act and being able to create a vision and being able to do the real work, I think are the three big challenges that I would like to tackle, and I think that's most important for USGBC to tackle as they move forward.
You know, we have discussed with several people over the years, and there's some really forward-thinking leaders in this area, people like Paul Hawkins and Dr. Michael Brungart. And will you occasionally be polling them, bringing them in somewhat of as an advisory role to help you keep where you're headed on path?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, as they recently read a quote, it said that instead of the executives hitting the ground running, they should hit the ground learning. So I believe that my learning has just commenced. Okay. So the more I'm out there and the more I'm talking to leaders and believers and people who have different perspectives, particularly in the domain of sustainability and how to take on this bigger challenge, I think the better I will be and the better the organization that I'm leading will be. So from that perspective, absolutely, we're going to consult, we're going to poll, we're going to create constructs to be able to engage audience, not from the United States, but from a global point of view, to hear their perspectives. Because the goodness of USGBC is, in the last 22 years, we have created leaders in the market. We have connected with the leaders in the market, and we are supported by the leaders in the market. And so the talent pool needs to be absolutely taken advantage of.
All right. Well, congratulations on your appointment. I appreciate you spending time with me this morning. Again, been talking to the rising CEO of the USGBC, Mahesh Ramanujam, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.